Welcome back to the Gary Sharp Show. I am your host, Ravi Lula. Got some questions here for you today. Number one on my mind, who would be your Nebraska sports person of the year? Nebraska Cody says Tyler Berger, the NCAA runner-up at 157 pounds in wrestling.
Yep, that's a good one.
That is our first nomination of the day. I think my pick beats that. I'll tell you guys later. Just so you know, I do. No disrespect to Tyler Berger. I'm happy to give you a shout-out as a nominee. That runner-up at 157 pounds is no joke. I think my guy beats it, though. I think he does. George, I want you to think about this, too. You work on this. You get the wheels turning a little bit. See what you got for me.
I think I have somebody.
You think you have one?
I think I have somebody.
So I'm going to ask.
I'm going to hold off on it, though.
I'm going to ask Matt, and I'm going to ask Tom Chattel, because they kind of are our jacks of all trades on the show today. And we'll ask them. But I'm also asking you out there, 402-951-1620, @RALULA. Hit me up. Let me know what you think, Nebraska Sports Person of the Year. So, George, I think this is the first time I've seen you in studio doing a show with me since you busted up the elbow.
Facts.
That thing is, that's a pretty gnarly scar.
Oh yeah, because I have it out today.
Yeah,
this is my first time having it like out.
I've got one of those almost identical on my ankle.
Ugh.
It looks like a zipper, kind of.
Yeah.
They basically, on my ankle at least, they had to reattach some ligaments to the bone.
Ugh.
So they just like went in and put like anchors in, so which are screws basically.
Yeah.
So there's like four of them. You can feel the screws under my skin. So I don't know if you can feel that with the elbow.
No.
Okay.
No. The screw that they put in is super small.
Okay.
And just the way it is.
Is it like inside of the bone?
It's like inside, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mine is literally anchoring a ligament to the bone, so you can feel it from the outside of the ankle.
Oh, that is so weird.
It's kind of freaky. The first time I like went to scratch my ankle after the cast came off, I was like, whoa. Y'all do something wrong down there? That's right? He's like, no, that's right. I was like, oh, cool.
Yep.
Did not warn me about that. You warned me about the deep bone pain. You did not warn me that I would be able to feel screws through my ankle. That was a surprise.
I mean, so is it just one screw?
There's like four anchors.
Okay.
So I think they're technically screws, but they differentiate between screws and anchors. Technically screws, I think, like screw a bone together.
Yeah.
Where an anchor is a screw that kind of keeps something in, like connected to the bone.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's kind of a different deal, but I think technically they're both screw-type objects.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen inside of it, obviously. But I have felt them, and it freaks me out.
I will finally see the inside on the 27th of December.
Okay, so you got a few more weeks.
Yeah, I got a few more weeks. I got to get this bad boy moving, though. Man,
I'll say, what's your physical therapy looking like?
Oh, it's every Wednesday at 8:30. So Wednesdays I come in here a little bit.
They've only got you once a week so far?
Once a week, which is good.
Are they going to kick that up?
They might.
Once you kind of get going?
Yeah, they might. Depending on how, they might kick it up starting next week. We'll see.
Okay.
But right now it's just Wednesdays at 8:30. Just seeing how my progress is going. But just moving this, it feels like I have a cement block on my elbow. I'm just like, I can't do anything with this.
It's probably just all the scar tissue in there.
Oh, it is just awful.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, because I had a shoulder surgery as well. What a lot of people don't know is a lot of the first parts of rehab is just like regaining range of motion.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not strengthening. You're not doing anything. You're just like, okay, I can't move this more than 7 degrees. Let's work on that.
Bingo.
So that's tough. And luckily, elbows are a little bit like simpler of a joint.
Yeah.
In terms of they only move one direction, or they're only supposed to move one direction.
Right.
Which is probably the problem you ran into.
Yep.
But where like a shoulder or a hip, they've got like the ball and socket joints. And so those are the tricky ones.
Bingo. But the bone that I broke allows your hand to turn from face down to face up.
Was it the radial?
Yes, the radial.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the bone I broke, and they replaced it with a screw. So I also have to do that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that right there is where I feel the most pain, is when I'm trying to turn my hand from face down to face up. And I feel that straight in my forearm. So between that and then my range of motion, those are the only two things they got me doing right now.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Well, hopefully you'll be back at it soon, and you'll have that sweet scar for the rest of your life, though.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put up a jump shot. That's it.
You a lefty?
No.
Okay.
But that guide hand is important.
No, it is. But if you were a lefty, because I not as badly as you, I chipped a bone in my right elbow when I was in high school, and throwing and then getting a shot back was took
forever.
A super long, and that was just like a chip. It took a super long time.
Right.
It was painful. That's no joke. So I can't imagine what it'd be like to have a screw in there. But yeah, I just wanted to catch up with you a little bit because
it's been a minute.
Listen, it's been a minute. There'll be plenty of more George in the rest of the show. I got to talk to him about some high school basketball. We're going to talk to Mike Souter first about high school basketball because he's our expert, and then we'll get in with our dangerous, uninformed takes after that. But we'll make sure you're well-informed before we hop in there. And then, obviously, George and I are going to talk a little NBA later as well. But first, we're going to get to Mike Souter here on the other side. You're listening to The Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone.